and move on to the only pub that is open all day. 4 pints later, and I am in no mood to be pleasant to anyone, so I stagger home. It is raining and cold, and when I get back, I take out the messages. I have kept them in order, and read them all again. He has dwindled in his dotage, the old soak, although he clings to a semblance of a life. There is no point to his existence except for him to acknowledge what he has done. It is only for that I hope he lives a little longer. I am sick of his complacent face, the blurriness when he gets drunk, the fighting talk. Why should he enjoy himself when I have been destroyed? There is a score to settle. He knows who I am and what he must do, even if he has yet to admit it to himself. I fall asleep on the living room floor and wake in the morning to see the messages spewed over the carpet. I pick them up and sort them roughly into order. Then I go into the kitchen and splash cold water on my face. My head pounds. My body aches. I eat a rudimentary breakfast. Today is the day for cleaning the house. There are a few rooms, so it doesn't take long. 20 years ago, I lived in a large house and employed a cleaner who came twice a week.